And paid for by their admiring seniors. An alien who will happily and audaciously carry and take progress into the glorious future and opening the force.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Ah Noise, which is the psychedelic sounds, noise music, annoying things, arty stuff, and stuff that's all been chopped apart.
Chopped,
I don't know.
Apart, yeah.
And other like, genres of chopped apart chopped. Genre.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it'll be highly entertaining. It is the guest week, so we should introduce ourselves. We don't normally do this show.
Yeah.
My name's Quentin, and this is Dave. Hey, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Are you going to...
And together we're known as the Parachute Boys.
That's right.
Yeah, because we regularly do our show, Chips with Everything, on Sunday nights from 5 till 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great British music.
And maybe, the regular host of this show, Luke, thanks for letting us do your show. I think he's doing ours. That would kind of make sense.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah.
So we're going to have to listen. I hope everybody's listening all week to this great show swap.
Yeah, it's fun getting into somebody else's in musical interest, although some of the stuff, you might have stuff I know, like Shit Mad or something like that.
Yeah, I'll probably spin some of that. I got breakbeat stuff, some GABA and some, you know, trancy things, and I don't know. We haven't decided yet.
Yeah, well, because that's the beauty of being on the radio.
Exactly.
Here. Yes.
Please, please, please keep listening, everybody.
Yeah, and stay cool.
We are about about to take you into the world of the LSD user. A world that to him is real, but as terrifying and unreal as anything you can imagine. We call his trip a terror, to fly a giant plane.
Psychedelia! Colors! Oh yeah, this is really good music for your head. It's like cleansing music. So bad. Hey, lie on the floor and close your eyes. Don't turn out the lights, you know, in case someone, treads on you. This is brilliant. I could listen to this kind of music for ages and not get bored. It is quite boring, isn't it? It doesn't change much, does it? In fact, I hope it finishes soon. Actually, it's making me feel quite sick. It is quite boring, isn't it? It doesn't change much, does it? In fact, I hope it finishes soon. Actually, it's making me feel quite sick. Yeah, it is quite boring, isn't it? It doesn't change much, does it? In fact, I hope it finishes soon. It's making me feel quite sick. Yeah, it is quite boring, isn't it? Yeah, it doesn't change much, does it? In fact, I hope it finishes soon. And she's making me feel quite sick. Yeah, it is quite boring, isn't it? It doesn't change much, does it? In fact, I hope it finishes soon. Actually, it's making me feel quite sick.
He looked at him. They looked at each other.
I'm an plastic surgeon at the General Hospital.
Neat, clean, modern, about 3 years old. Over 490,000, that's how many. Is this something new? It must have been a terrific article.
That windbag? Sorry.
Hey, your yard looks pretty good.
How come it's in such a funny place? Really? Chance.
Then
I don't know.
Are you a mechanic or an engineer?
You know who it is, we're kids. You're buying a Ferrari engine.
We both gazed at the machinery in silence. 37-year-old divorced architect.
One finger.
smells like pancakes, like bicycles, like tulips, like clogs.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. The one finger thing, over and over and over, outstanding.
What one thing finger thing?
Well, you know, that last guy, Spectrum. You were saying that they came from another band that Spiritualized had been a part of.
Oh, sorry, yeah, back to the show. Yeah, you're right. Spectrum from an album called Forever Alien. Yeah, and the Spiritualized are similar to them in that it contains ex-members of the Spaceman 3, which is why it kind of sounds a bit like them, maybe.
Yeah, could be.
Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I loved Spiritualized. I guess I still do.
Loved?
Oh, yeah.
What went wrong?
My old roommate moved.
Oh, right.
And those were in the days of, a lower kind of technology. We were less evolved, right? We were more nomadic in those days, I guess.
Nomadic, yeah. Since the fall from nomadicism.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, man. What? You saying that that's not true?
I'll just let the listeners know that we were having a lively debate about a book which Dave has half read and I haven't looked at.
Right. So it makes us both very qualified. It's called The Songlines by Bruce Chatwin. He wrote In Patagonia. So if you're into travel books, he's very good. And I'd say I've read a few of them. And this is his best. It's mostly about the Aboriginals going across Australia using something called songlines, which a melody or a rhythm put together would describe, let's say, you know, a rock pan that's 300 yards high, followed by, an acrid pool, whatever you call it, of water, right? So they could string together these songlines so that you could hear a song in the middle of Australia and it would come all the way up to all the way down to, say, Sydney. It was like a map of made up of song.
And the book is making the point that these were the halcyon days, the great days of mankind, the golden era, even it calls it, right?
Well, it depends, right? I mean, there's nomads and there's nomads. I wouldn't want to be a nomad, let's say, like a place where you drop dead from the heat. Every 3 years, a certain...
Like Vancouver today?
That's right. Yeah. Actually, it's funny, because I was going to mention, I saw a couple of Bedouins.
Are you talking about the dead Bedouins? Yeah, they died from heat.
Yeah.
It's really mad. And
in fact, what it was a guy flipping burgers down at the AMS barbecue pit, so... And I just had it's a hockey puck, but it's a good quality hockey puck, and they got smokies and stuff, and they're cheap. Anyway, so go down there, outside of the sub building.
No, please go. This is actually the big news that doesn't appear in the Vancouver Sun. It's not talked about on CTV News or even the Vancouver, whatever that
Courier,
local station.
West End or,
they don't tell you these things, but there's a hot dog and hamburger stand right outside the sub building at UBC today, and it's very well priced.
Yeah, and well attended, because there's not many brave souls out there who can handle it. Although they hired two guys, they couldn't have picked better. One guy, he's the one who was staying in some desert in the Middle East, Yagev, I don't know. And it's 56 degrees, and that's when the two Bedouins staying in the same village as him died, right, from the heat. And the anti-glare on his sunglasses melted.
No way.
Yeah.
That happened to me. That's why my glasses look all screwed up.
Really? Oh, so that part's not as impressive. But wait, how hot was it? You mean now?
Oh, that was stupidly hot. That was when I was in Bazzi's sauna.
Oh, right. Okay, so maybe there is some truth to it. So don't... Well, good thing you weren't in a sauna in the Nagev Desert.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on with some more noise.
Yeah.
You're listening to A-Noise on CITR. We're going to have a brief-ish commercial break, and then we're going to play some cool stuff.
You are, man.
I know a place to go.
Sunday, August 2nd at noon, the Vancouver Pride Parade starts downtown at Robson and Thurlow. Showcasing Canada's proud diversity, Vancouver's Pride Parade ran 500,000 strong last year. Join the celebration as we support the LGBT community worldwide. Parade entries are full, but find your spot to watch at vancouverpride.ca. Festival events run all week.
I know a place to go when things are getting low.
Down.
I don't think that ad really did justice to the Pride Parade.
Of course
made it
not.
Sound kind of gloomy, actually. Just everybody go there, it'll be hilarious.
500,000 people getting together just to be together, to dance. It'll be awesome. People spray water. And the one contest we did last year is we went around to see who got the most free things.
Yeah.
It was great.
I know. Dave will be wearing his full white suit.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Queer gear.
Yeah, with the boa and everything.
Yeah.
And our good friend.
And we driving the lorry.
Yeah, she'll be. Last year she went basically as a rainbow.
That's right.
She body painted stem to stern. It was great.
So that's this Sunday.
Yeah, get your gay on and get out there. It's awesome. The army now.
This weekend, all right. Clubs take two. Clubs take two. Okay, beach flies, some truly hexagonal dope on this weekend at the bop sheds and flash tunnels. Right? Oh no, that's ridiculous. Right. Loads of noise breaking out over Yorkshire, mainly due to DJ Amil Rightmate featuring some nice trad garage at the Salty Gob in Leeds. He uses guns, by the way, and there's no floor in the club at all. Bit of a clash in Hull, with the Fabatoire and the Bauble right next door to each other. At the Fab, it's the comical beggars with two nervous guitarists doing strum and pace, while the Bauble have DJ Guts featuring the classic sounds of the 7th of January 1998. I'll always remember going absolutely bald to that brilliant Sister Wendy remix of My Fly Had Puppies by Borborygmus. But back to now. It's 7 foot tall night at the Fussy Bender in Cardiff. So that'll be just those three geezers again, and that one lady if she turns up, each paying £200 on the door, and each, I have to say, ignoring the other three and acting like they owned the place, and it was their home, and they were watching television on a Wednesday. Ooh, sorry, I'm still getting flashbacks from New Year when I saw Keith Flint being rushed to hospital after claiming he could eat sodium. What a classic flourish. Saturday at the Vag in Glasgow, an all-nighter with DJ Boiled Mouse. Yes, making that creepy wisp of a noise and expecting people to dance? Come on. By 10:30, he's always in a tiz, claiming no one understands him, and by midnight, he's usually being fished out of a nearby canal after another failed attempt to snuff his very naff little candle. So if you do go to that, leave the bollock to drown. Hey, Portishead, when you play live, how about some strip hop? Boozy girl naked. Very pleasant. At the Tube of Toothpaste in Reading, it's another fat lip all-nighter. Huge discounts if you let the bouncers lamp you on the way in, with DJ Lemsip and Catatonis Keris ironing beans in the background. Nicely understated, that. Like a bomb made out of jazz and feathers. Last time I was there, I spent quite a lot of time in the knob-out room. And finally, at the Loaded Knife in Brixton, entrance is free if you turn up with a haircut, DJ Microclimate churns out tons of Little Beat. They've got a couple of old sea lions there to test your drugs on, but make sure you know what an off-color sea lion looks like. And I'm told at 6 a.m. there's a break in the music that lasts until June the 15th, when the show will reconvene for a further 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Right? Oh, no, that's ridiculous. Right. I'm off to the jumping up and down in Camden, where it's Ed Sturton might to the beat of some steaming glass and midriff. Ooh, oily, oh, boily. Will I be some fresh jazz kill by three?
But I never see it sliding about looking for a place to rest when my back is turned. Does it wait till I go out? Or does it happen in the night when I sleep? Dust is not fussy about the places it chooses, though it seems to prefer still objects. Sometimes, out of kindness, I let it lie for weeks. In some places, it will lie forever. However, dust holds no grudges, and once removed, it will always return in a friendly way.
This is a neuroactivity module, broadcast to you on the wavelength of sound. NAMs help you be more easily From Conceptat, the Idea Agency. Relationships. Play.
Kev and Kath, Function and Data Processors for Conceptat, the Idea Agency, have attended the Office Self-Awareness Weekend at the Old Mill by the Stream. Kath is under stress as a result of an attack made outside the Green Man. Kev has left his first wife, who he has understood so well that she no longer exists. Her wine bar, her cosy place between town and country. However, the noisy quiet has been broken by a card from the local society. Come to the Union Ball, it reads. Bring two presents. A what and a why. Kev is anxious.
Hey, we'll never be ready for the Union Ball unless you get a move on. Isn't that what present ready yet?
Oh, I'm sorry, but it's not an easy job throwing a lovely plate of spinach gnocchi together. Well, there's so much to do and I'm still only half ready.
That's true. So it's a good job you had that mixture already prepared, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But do you remember what was in it?
Please press return on your computers now.
No, I can't say I do.
Do you even remember what gnocchi were?
Well, are they foreign?
Yes.
Oh, yes, they're dumplings. But surely they've got potatoes in, haven't they?
No, those are Roman gnocchi. These are Florentine.
Florence was one of the great Renaissance towns of the North Italian plain, wasn't it?
Please press return on your computers now.
With Rome is quite out, isn't it?
Yes, totally. Oh, but you were describing the process.
Yes. First, we mince the spinach extremely fine. Then, using a wooden spoon, and please make sure it is wooden, we heated the cheese, nutmeg and onion in butter. After a minute or so, we stirred in the spinach.
Then what, Kat?
Then we added the eggs, flour and parmesan and left it in the fridge for an hour or so.
And is that it?
No, not quite, Kev. We have to roll out the mixture into small balls. Cover them with flour, then drop them into boiling water.
Oh, yes. And only when the balls float up to the surface are they ready.
You've got it.
Well, Kath, with these on top of pasta and a tangy green salad, all the other couples at the Union Ball should be well satisfied with our what present.
Oh, I do hope so. It's good and natural food, but one does get types at a Union Ball. Individuals always ruin things. Oh, have you given any more thought to your why present?
In bits.
That doesn't sound very hopeful.
Well, I've got plenty of ideas, but actually ordering a subroutine through a well-defined information procedure with an acceptable entertainment programme is, well, tricky.
I can understand that. I mean, take me. I was small at first. Next thing, I've grown bigger. Before you know it, I'm big and I'm here and I'm being asked to make a what present?
Yeah.
And you know, Kev, mm-hmm. I just knew that spinach gnocchi were right. I didn't have to think about it. I just knew. It was like a vision.
Well, I just wish it was as easy for me. I have to start at the bottom and work everything out in bits. And only when each bit is right can I go on to the next bit.
That's going to take forever.
I know. The first bit feels like it's taken centuries as it is.
Never mind. What's the bit you have got like?
I thought I'd try an experiment with some chemical references, but in a philosophical sort of way, keeping its mathematics artistic and its physical structure as entertaining as possible.
Sounds okay, but how does it actually sound?
Ah, well, now, that's a slightly different matter. It's sort of, well, I mean, it's,
Yes?
Well, I suppose you could call it musical on one level. There's four sections and the rhythm sort of comes in first. But the music's not really important at all, actually. It's, it's a sort of roughish guy, kind of background thingy. But the main thing is, are the bits. they're not actually just random bits. They all work together. There's a reason for them, but it's really difficult to explain. See, on their own, out of context, if you heard them for the first time, then probably that's absolutely ridiculous, which is the problem, really. Because I've got to bring all of this together, all this information in one fatuous present, and to be honest, it's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know how. In addition, it's got to be entertaining, of course. And then I'm the crazy one. If I do anything that's supposed to be not done, but you're not listening. It's not that at all. Listen, just hold on. Look, here's a minor section coming up anyway.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Anoise, which is the it's kind of the abstract noise, phone sounds, a bit of psychedelia and tons of other stuff too, whatever we feel like. I'm not the normal host. It's usually Luke Meat. Thanks, Luke, for letting me host. If you're a regular listener at CITR, you'll know we're having our show swap, so we're doing each other's shows. And it's going to be me and my buddy Dave until 1 o'clock. But if you continue listening at 1 o'clock, it's the Green Majority through until 2, then Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman, and on it goes. It's 10 past 12, and what we just listened to was a band called Sudden Sway with a track entitled Relationships. This band was around from 1980 to 1990, and they brought out 3 albums in that time. Highly conceptual stuff of very eclectic, quite listenable, some of it better than some of the rest of it, and great covers. They always like to do really fancy covers with pull-outs and things that turned inside out, and each album was almost like a puzzle But that was then, with that kind of long talking bit that evolved into a dance track. And before that, it was DJ Scotch Egg. He's a Japanese bloke who lives in Brighton, and his most recent album was called Drumized, and that was a track called Scotch Jazz. So at noon at UBC, the bars open, so Dave went down there to get some change for the peanut machine. So he's not actually in the studio now, but he will be back soon, and hope you all continue listening. Oh, no.
Thank you. that is the end of the news. Here are the football results. League Division 1. Aston Villa 2, West Ham 1. Bolton 4, West Bromwich Albion 2. Burnley 2, Leeds 2. Leicester City 3, Arsenal 4. Luton Town 1, Birmingham 1. Manchester United 2, Blackpool 2. Newcastle 4, Everton 1. Portsmouth 2, Nottingham Forest 2. Preston 1, Manchester City 2. Sunderland 3, Blackpool 3. Wolves 2, Chelsea 1. Division 2, Bristol City 1, Sheffield 3. Cardiff 2, Rotherham 4. Charlton 2, Brighton 1. Fulham 1, Swansea 1. Huddersfield, four, Barnsley, three, Leighton Orient, one, Derby, four, Lincoln, five, Stoke City, two, Liverpool, one, Sunderland,
two.
My fortune there.
A host of priceless dreams unfold.
In songs that bluebirds sing.
The earth, the sea,
belong to me.
I'm richer than a king. To add to things that money cannot buy.
An echo brings this very soft reply.
shit up to my bottom lip.
You're as cold as ice.
She couldn't tell whether she was coming or going, so she went to the doctor. And the doctor said, well, I'm coming to my office tomorrow morning. So she went in there tomorrow morning and next day, and she said, Doctor, I can't tell whether I'm coming or going. I don't know what's wrong. She said, go into the room and take your clothes off and come back in here. And then she took her clothes off and comes back in the room and says, get down on your hands and knees. So she gets down on her hands and knees. And he says, I'll crawl over that wall over there. What's he calls over the wall over there. And he says, now crawl back over the other wall. And he crawls over the wall. And he crawls back over the desk. He crawls over the desk. And he crawls back over to the wall. And he says, all right, you can stand up now. He stands up. And he goes, go put your clothes back on. So he goes and puts the clothes back on. Puts that and says, well, doctor, what's wrong? He said, I don't know. I can't tell whether you're coming or going either. Well, that about ends the show. You can all synchronize your watches. We'll look forward to a brighter tomorrow. And the only thing that I can say is...
world without catching his share of them. I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
I got some news for you. I've moved heaven and earth for you.
Okay, it's 26 minutes to 1. CITR 101.9 FM. What was that number for AMS Rents Line again?
It was a classic number made up of 10 digits, and it felt good when you called it. I remember that. Just Google it.
I can't find it.
You know,
again.
That's fine. Just use your machinery, people.
Not that I need it. God, no.
No. That's right, because you live in the wonderful world of the co-op, don't you?
Well, let's not talk about that, please.
All right. Well, moving on.
I wish I had a really sad song queued up so that I could play it for everybody living in co-ops.
Everyone? Come on.
Not everyone. Okay.
Yeah.
Just the vast majority.
Oh, really? Well, that's important to know. A friend of mine's just got a job. He's going to come up from California, and he's terrified of housing prices. And when I told him that I have a friend who knows about co-ops, I thought you'd be spilling over a cornucopia of good news. So, folks,
send him my way. Anyone else who wants any advice, give me a ring. CITR 604-822-2487. And this is the noise show. What's coming up next, dude?
All kinds of good stuff, of course. A wonderful, juicy meat substitute promo for the Rumbletone Disco Agogo, whatever the hell it's called. We got the Green Majority at 1, hosted by Key Ute, and 2 o'clock, Amy Goodman's show.
That'll be a laugh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I'm already getting the butterfly stitches.
What a way that'll be. It'll be like Sarah Palin resigning and then that black professor from Harvard getting arrested.
Right. That's
my guess.
Yeah, good.
Rolling the dice, rolling the D20 and making that guess.
And then at 3 o'clock, it's RAG, hosted by a bunch of R's and an A and a couple of G's. So that's hosted by Frank Y, which I assume I don't get to listen to.
No, Frank's got a great show. I love that show.
Yeah?
That's like one of my top five.
What kind of stuff is it?
Campus, well, okay, 60s party music.
Awesome.
Garage rock.
Good.
Just like really great stuff.
Wow. Oh, good.
Yeah,
yeah, I like
on
it.
A retro tip for sure.
Jeez, nice
surf
one.
Music, things like that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great fun show.
And you can also look up Frank's stuff, which I just might do. I always threatened to do this. Now I have an electric device to allow for it. Yeah, on podcasts. And to do that, you just go on www.citr.ca. There you go. And at 5 o'clock, it's the Arts Report, hosted by Tracy F. And on it goes with audio text at 6.
Of course, everybody's doing each other's shows, so maybe it's not Frank.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe it's not Tracy.
But it'll probably be those shows.
The format will be the same. The host may well be different.
Yeah, it's sort of like going... it's the sort of thing that they tell you if you're one of the body snatchers in the invasion of, you know?
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. further in the tape, I came across another part that made me throw my headphones right off my head. I couldn't believe what I heard. We'll be right back.
It's 10 to 1. Luke, me, himself, the co-host. Actually, no, just the host.
Just the
guy who always presents this show just showed up.
Mm-hmm.
He took this opportunity to go off and do some real life stuff.
Which is
shame
good.
On him.
Yeah.
Now he's in here working.
Well, as well he should be, right?
Yeah. Having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know it is baking hot.
Yeah.
Go into the graveyard and sit under a tree. That's what I suggest.
Yeah. Well, it's better than going under the graveyard and going to sit under it. Yeah. Don't sit under the graveyard and go to a tree. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
No, don't sit under the tree and go to a graveyard. That's what I was looking for. So, folks, whatever you do, don't sit under that apple tree before going to a graveyard with anyone else but me.
You should make that your Facebook status.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah, we'll stick that up in a minute.
Good, good. And, of course, the mention of Facebook must mean that we are, as a species, descending from our original state of grace as nomads.
What more proof does one need?
That's right.
I mean, geez, it's all there.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's bring back the nomadic days. But what is... I mean, okay... Aren't we all nomads? I mean, one year lives in Kitsilano.
Right.
Couple of years later, one finds oneself living in Champlain Heights.
I don't know, man.
Then one finds oneself living in Port Coquitlam.
That's not enough.
Oh, no, it's the other direction. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. But it's got to be mixed up. It's got to be more frequent. And I'm going to say...
So is that less than once a year?
Yes. I don't know how often, but let's say you go to every season or a couple seasons or something. Or even if you have a central place, you have to go out a lot.
So are we seriously saying that, you know, Harper's or The Walrus or one of these magazines has never done an article called Urban Nomads? It just seems too unlikely
too
that that has not happened.
Yeah, that's right.
And if so, who are they?
I'm sure that guy who wrote the great non-book, What City Are You?
What's your record for couch surfing?
Oh, that's pretty good, actually, yeah.
You're probably the best.
Yeah, I did, let's see, it was 11 places in 13 months, and two of those were 3 months each, so the other ones were, yeah, I was flipping around.
Yeah, you stayed at our place for 3 months.
Yeah, you were one, and that was the best.
That was a great one.
Yeah, it was really good, and then this horrible co-op hogging person who I won't name on the air.
God. Good old co-ops.
Yeah, what a creep.
Yeah, the co-op was great.
Yeah. Well, that's what arsenic is for. Yeah. A little of clearing out of the house, you
know? And were you an urban nomad at that point, would you say?
Yeah. Yeah,
I was more than once a season.
Yeah, for sure. But it doesn't adhere to the principle of following the food unless you count the fact that I stayed close to the Onlock restaurant on Hastings for like a long time. Then I guess, yeah.
That's right. Remember, you actually scored that one basement suite.
Yeah, that's right.
You know,
right.
The famous basement that's totally changed now.
That's right. It's now become the Swiss Chalet.
Is that even half a block from the Onlock, or is it a block and a half?
People describe it as two short blocks. It's got to be 350 meters. You know, I mean, and like any good nomad, I follow my species, and my species, there's two primary species. Not cedar, wood, you know, which I guess they don't move around, and salmon. For me, it's definitely pork in the form of barbecue pork, and the wild wonton. Well, the semi domesticated wonton.
Right. The wonton soup.
Yeah, that's it. The wonton wandering soup. That's it. Yep. Well, it's been good stuff.
I think we should wrap it up, tie it up, say cheerio, and go.
Yeah. Well, it's been great, and thank you, Luke, again, and thank you, folks, for letting us give you our version of the noise.
Yeah, we're normally on Sundays at 5 with our British music show, and
it's a good laugh. Yeah,
we recommend you tune in if you don't.
Yeah, and of course, what you got coming up next is the Green Majority, hosted by Keith.
So yeah, please stay tuned for that. Next week, Luke will be back. I'll all be back to normal.
Well, as normal as.
Bye.